Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
All right, welcome to the Jones Zone. Today, Brian's not here, so I can't make fun of him, and he can't count me down like he normally does. So he does a 3-2-1, and I usually interrupt him. That's kind of our shtick, so you don't get to get the pleasure of that whole mess, but that's all right. We're still here. We're ready to go. Today, I'm here with Russell Smith of Stancil Painting and Drywall. Russell and his crew did my personal home, and it looks absolutely amazing, so I invited them to be on the podcast. Stancil Painting and Drywall has been providing the highest quality residential and commercial painting and drywall. They have four different divisions: commercial, new residential, custom, and repaint and remodel. Stancil takes an individual approach to addressing the unique wants and needs of each job and customer. So, Russell, welcome to the Jones Zone.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming,
yeah,
man.
Appreciate it.
Well, let's get into it. So, that was a kind of a brief introduction of Stancil Painting and Drywall, but why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us how you got into working with Stancil?
Well, I've been with them going in a year, and I've got contracting background since the 80s. I have a great friend as a COO, and then I've gotten to know a few years ago the owner, Scott Stancil, who's had the company for 25 years. And they brought me on to help continue to grow the new residential repaint division.
Okay.
So that's going very well. So we now have... Since me, we've got two other sales guys, so we've got four sales guys in just a little over a year, just in the new residential repaint division.
So residential repaint, those are homeowners that are just looking to have their current house kind of freshened
exactly.
up, right?
Yes, as far as interior, exterior, decks, and any drywall repairs or even parts of the house that have not been complete, basements, you know, total drywall hanging also. But on drywall, we repair anything from a crack to the full-on water damage, anything required, any size, we'll quote anything.
So if someone's thinking about getting their house painted, what does the process look like? They reach out to you first, or how does that all work?
They either call me direct, or most of our calls are, a lot of them are generated because we have 90 some vehicles on the road, and a lot of people see them in the subdivisions or on the road, and they call off of that, and they call in our office, and then they're handed back to our residential repaint division. They're given to us that day, and 90% of the time we call them that day or by the next day and set up an appointment with them immediately.
Okay. And then if they decide they want to get their house painted, how does it go from there?
We normally are getting to them to give them a free quote within a day or two, no more than a week. And then we create that quote either there on the spot or within 24 hours. It's in their email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if they say they want to do it, you guys have a crew that comes out. I mean, how many crews do you guys have?
As soon as they give us, me or any of our sales guys, the verbal go ahead or email go ahead, they right away, our scheduling girl, Brianna, from our office calls them within that day or the next day, talks to them about schedule, which we normally are rarely over 2 weeks out because we have 15 to 20 crews that are available to us just in the residential repaint division. So she gives them a call within a day, that day or the following day, goes over start dates with them, start time that we'll be there. And then if they're ready, they'll discuss colors and things, because we do always quote the paint involved in the job too.
Do you prefer that? Is that easier?
We're the second largest buyer of Sherwin-Williams products in the state of North Carolina. So we pass our cost on. We get an incredible price, and on the Sherwin-Williams products. We use some PPG products also, but primarily Sherwin on the residential repaint division.
Yeah.
So we're buying it at a fraction of what a homeowner will buy it for. So it's worth your time for us to.
They're not going to save any money.
No, you're not going to save any money at all. And we're going to quote premium cashmere on the walls. We're going to quote their premium products, which we wouldn't want to go buy them at what they sell in retail.
Yeah.
And we're going to leave you the remaining, and it's definitely to your advantage.
Yeah, you guys did a great job.
Quote the paint and give you the paint within the quote.
Yeah, I was super impressed with your process. I mean, I called you. You came out. I remember it was like a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you're
and I was like, geez.
You're
and
in a crunch. It
yeah,
was
you guys
fine.
Came out. Oh, that's right. What I have?
I think you had relatives come
like
in.
Like a birthday party or something? What
birthday
was that?
And relatives come in, and you had about a week time frame.
Oh, it was my friend's engagement party is
okay.
What it was.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, and you guys came out, and then the crew came out. They were awesome.
We worked through... Brought some guys in there through the weekend.
That's right. And they showed up. And
if we can't make it happen, I don't know if we can because we got multiple crews.
Well, what's really great, what I really like most about your process was that you helped link me with other people.
Oh,
like I don't know if you remember, I had to have some drywall done because of it.
Yeah.
And then I had that barn door hung, so you hooked me up with the contractor to come out.
I was glad to do it.
How was it? Richie. Yeah. He's good. I've recommended him to other people, and I've used him since.
Yeah, he does a good job. Yeah, we've got pressure washers that work for us every week that we build into the quotes and refer directly to you also. And then we've got handymen that we refer every week. And then, of course, we have our own drywall teams, and we have field manager for drywall and field manager for paint. So right away, we get our drywall guys out there if you do need drywall first before the paint crews come to get it all fixed up and prepped. And then any other way we can help you, we do.
Yeah.
I've been around this area a lot. I know a lot of different
contractors. The field manager came out twice. I don't know if he normally does that, but he came, he came
out
at the end,
times.
And then he came out like in the middle to make sure everything was going really well. So
the residential field manager is assigned just to our division. His name is Tim. He's a big guy, and he wears a nice golf shirt. So anybody that's a field manager is going to show up in a Stancil golf shirt, so that identifies that they're a manager, and all their employees are going to be in Stancil vehicles with Stancil nice t-shirts, clean clothes on. But if you see a guy coming with a golf shirt, he's either a sales guy or he's a field manager. And Tim's there normally at the start of all the jobs that he can be. He's there in the beginning to get it going, and he's always checking in multiple times, and he's available when I'm available to the homeowner or customer pretty much 24 hours a day.
Yeah, you guys are great.
And then he schedules a walkthrough in the end. And probably the most unique thing about our company versus others is no matter what the size of the project, we'll take it all the way to the end with no payment. And Tim schedules a walkthrough with the client, customer, and we make sure you're completely happy. And at that point, we do a signed walkthrough that you're fully happy, and then we take any form of payment at that time. So we take it all the way to the end.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's true. You guys, I didn't pay a dime until it was done, and I was satisfied with it. So that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I live in Fort Mill, but you mentioned Charlotte. What areas do you guys serve? Where all do you go?
Well, the company has been in Concord, Harrisburg area. Like I said, Scott's been up that way for 25 years and growing every year, and they've done that 25 to 50 mile radius for a number 15-20 years, and they've been coming down into Gastonia, Lake Wylie. I've even taken us, we're starting to go course down 521 and doing jobs in Lancaster even. So we've gone as far as Lancaster, and in 521 we're down there all nonstop now. Fort Mill, Indian Land, TK, Baxter, the whole. So, and they brought me on. I live in Lake Wylie, and I'm from Clover, class of 81, and I've watched this whole area grow and have a contractor's license since 1981. So I've been involved in flipping houses and rental properties and things over the years. So they brought me in to help grow the border, is what I'm calling it.
The border.
The South Carolina-North Carolina border, which is the hot spot of
that
the country
Lake Wiley
right
area
now.
So it's crazy.
My focus is to continue to be available in service and grow the border area.
You mentioned Clover, like that Lake Wiley-Clover area, like that... I guess they used to call it Five Points or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the Lake Wiley side where that Walmart and all that is.
Mm-hmm.
I
live right
booming.
Right there. Yeah, it's incredible. Belmont and Gastonia's coming along too, you know. Fort Mill is just Fort Mill and Rock Hill area, but it's setting the standards right now, I believe. It's not going to slow down anytime soon. There's plenty of growth going. It's going to continue to go.
So you guys paint the inside of houses. What else do you do in the interior? I mean, you guys do drywall, but what else?
We are very good at painting cabinets.
Okay.
We have our own professional paint booth in our location in Concord here. So if we don't do them, which typically we don't do them on site unless it's a total remodel and we can mask everything off and spray on site. That's usually not the case. So we take the doors off of the cabinets. We take them to our booth and prime them and double spray them, sand them, prep them, and then bring them back. And they look like they're factory. They're sprayed with an enamel. Put them back on your cabinets.
How long does that take?
We've got a newer process that normally we allow about 4 days. But we've got a process that's we're using now to cut a day off. So 2 to 3 days, we take them, get them going that day, and then within 3 to 4 days, they're back on your cabinets.
Do you charge per cabinet on that?
We do a linear footage, or a $50-$55 a linear foot. So you take the linear footage of the cabinet and multiply it, and times 55. So typical small kitchen, you can be as little as, $1,850. Larger, normal average kitchen, $2,800 to $3,500, and then you start getting bigger kitchens, you're $4,500 to $6,500. A lot better than tearing them out going $10,000-$20,000 for. It's a great option.
And you guys,
it happens quick. And
you paint every room, right? You can get into bathrooms and all that stuff if you need to.
We stain too.
You stain what?
We stain, railings and,
those
type of things, too.
Do you guys do popcorn ceilings?
Yeah, we do quite a bit every week.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And we do a great job of that because we're a drywall company, so we send our actual drywall guys in there, and it's not just our painters can do it, but we send our drywall guys in there. And they completely cover everything in the house, of course, because it's going to be a mess. And then they wet. Typically, they'll take a sprayer and do a slight misting on it.
Like a little bottle?
Well, it's like they've got like an industrial sprayer where you can spray a pretty large area at a time. And they're wetting it. And then they'll take a large trowel, bring it down. And then 90% of the time when it comes down, it's only been taped and mudded. It hadn't been taken to a finish as far as the drywall goes. So they skim it out and sand it, and then sometimes skim it again, because sometimes it just depends, it varies. And then our paint guys come in and prime it, and then our drywall guys come in again behind them, because then you can really see how good the finish is and by it being primed. And then they what we call point it up again, where they'll hit it with a skim coat again and then sand it, and then we paint it again. And sometimes it gets another double coat.
How long does that take?
Sherwin-Williams 901 flat ceiling paint, what we normally quote in that. So it's a several-day process. But we can get in and out of a 1,500, 2,500 square foot house. It'll be 4 or 5 day.
Yeah.
Consecutive days. Get in, cover, get it all down, get in, sand it up, prime it, point it up, and then paint it. If we do spray it, which sometimes we're able to spray it, then we back roll it. But most times we're just rolling it with large rollers, and it looks like a hotel brand new ceiling.
It makes the biggest difference.
It's a huge.
It's one of the painting and then I've had people, sellers that asked me what to do, and popcorn ceiling removal was one of the first things that I told them on that particular house. I was like, dude, I'd get rid of that before I did anything else.
Exactly, and it's a good thing to do it first to get the ceilings and work your way down, you know.
You recommend ceilings and then
if
the walls?
If you can, you have that liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, work it and then come down, then cut the walls in from there, and then sometimes you're going to get, you know, that popcorn might get over to the wall and you may have to skim the tape line in or go back and put crown in or something. So it's good to, if you can, start from the top, work your way down.
I think the paint job is the best ROI when selling a house.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, popcorn's a big one. And normally for, you know, we're about $350 a square foot to take it all down, point it all up, prime it, sand it, and then double coat it with Sherwin-Williams. That's generally where we quote. If you get into larger footage, a little less. If you get into small footage, and you kind of go on a minimum thing. It's worth the investment.
Yeah,
it's
really
so much better looking.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I can't wait to... We had our first story done, and we're definitely going to do the second story soon. It looks so much better, man. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of outdated.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this new... thing. I guess it's new to me, but the vinyl siding painting. Walk us through what you guys are doing with that.
Well, we Sherwin-Williams has come up and has a product called we use their resilience paint, and it's called Vinyl Safe. They've got right at 100 colors that they've more or less created by taking the black pigments out of it. So when you apply it, which we do spray on, but we get a good pressure wash and clean the siding, and then we spray it on, and it does a nice bond, and then it enables you to pick up to 100 colors, and without it having the black pigments in it, doesn't produce the heat and expand the vinyl like, you know, they used to just try it with other paints, and if it had the black pigments, it would heat up, and then your vinyl would bow up, and also you were real limited on just light colors only. So this has 100 colors.
Is that why most houses are white or like a light?
Yeah, you used to see the light gray, white, the creams. These are kind of muted colors, but there's 100 colors. But it's from greens to blues to teals, and they're more modern colors, but they are created without a black pigmentation in them. So then there, you don't get the UV absorption and get the siding buckling up, because vinyl will always move. It's on there to heat, expand, and contract. So you don't want to create heat and get an overexpansion. It starts bowing up and looking bad, you know.
So how's that process work? You come and you measure the outside, and you guys, is this a spray or?
Yeah, we spray it, and we come measure, and we take your under roof footage. You know, your under, like a
total, under roof.
We quote off of the footprint of the house. If it's 4,000 foot or 3,000, and you got a garage, or 500, and it's 3,500 square foot, so we'll measure the under roof footage, and then we'll give you $1.25 square foot price is generally how we're pricing it for under roof footage. So average house, you can, on a smaller house, you'd be as low as 18 to 1950 painted. And then medium size house, $3,200 to $4,500.
Yeah.
And and we got a pressure wash guy, and he's got a few hundred dollars. And you know, unless you've already pressure washed it, but we like to send him out and get it really clean. And then come in, and usually just a couple days, it moves along fast. Average house, two to four days, you can spray the whole house. We'll do boxing, shutters, everything. Fascia board.
What if it rains?
Gutters if you want. Well, yeah, you're canceled.
Do you have to? Do you have to wait until the weather's clear for a few days?
You don't want any. You don't want any moisture on it at all. Just like regular painting, it's resilience paint. It's one of the premium paints that Sherwin-Williams makes, and they have the vinyl safe colors available, and we use resilience because it paints very well and holds the bonds very good, and the life's really nice on it. Yeah.
So
it's a very affordable option compared to $250 to $300 a square foot for vinyl replacement.
Yeah, if
you average house, you got to be looking at even a small house, $8,000-$10,000 to take it down and replace it. Most houses, you're $12,000 to maybe $18,000, so you're not even a third. So it's a great option if you've got a 15-20-year-old house and it's you're tired of that color, you're trying to sell it and you want it to look different, you know, stand out.
Yeah. That's even if you're just painting it for yourself, I mean, it looks can get it to look brand new for
Or you've been in a neighborhood that every house in there, which is pretty typical with the 15-20-some-year-old houses, every other house is either gray, cream, white. You've only got about three options, and then all of a sudden you go in there and there's a teal house or a hunter green house or a lime or something different. Then we're trying to get into more and more neighborhoods. We know there's a fury coming. We want to be the leader in it.
So what do you guys do for commercial? You guys do commercial stuff. Well, you probably don't do it specifically.
I'm not involved in it. We've got a whole division that does Aldi stores and service stations, grocery stores. Oh, okay. The painting, drywall, and they've even got a light gauge metal stud division that's part of Stancil also. And they also own part of a plumbing company also. Oh, I'm not involved in that either. He's part owner in an OSI. You'll see their trucks going down the road too. They're nice, neat, clean trucks like we keep too. And they're part owner of that also. So nice big company.
So you guys are doing the vinyl siding painting. What other things do you do outdoors? And you guys do decks and pools and all that?
We do deck staining. I recently had my concrete stain. So we do some epoxy coatings in garages.
What's that?
It's where people are, coating their garage with a several coat layer, and normally they'll put a fleck in it where your garage looks like a NASCAR showroom, more or less. That's getting real popular. People are getting real fancy in their garages. We're painting a lot of garages. A lot of the new res garages, you'll notice they don't paint them, but they may drywall. They'll drywall them, and sometimes they don't even finish the drywall. They'll just do a tape bed and a skim, a one coat. So we'll send our drywall crew in there and skim it, sand it, and paint them. A lot of them, they do sand them out, but then they don't paint them. So then we paint a lot of brand new houses, their garages, and then we always offer them an epoxy option to do their concrete too. People are getting fancy.
Yeah.
And they want that garage to really be nice and neat,
Yeah. So we're glad to help. That goes a long way too if you're selling your house. I mean, I've stepped into some where it was a turnoff. It was like,
exactly.
The garage was just a complete disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can expect some of that if someone's moving, but sometimes it's like, goodness.
Yeah.
If you walk into something that's an awesome garage, then, you might have the husband or wife. You might have the husband and be like, dang, let's get this
right.
One.
Yeah. At least it'd take the ceiling paint, the good flat. We do a lot of them where we'll take the ceiling paint and take it all the way down the walls. And then it's all nice, muted white, and it looks larger right away because it's all painted and it looks cleaner. It just presents the house better for resale,
So I know you guys use Sherwin-Williams a lot. Is there a certain type of paint that you guys use, or what do you guys do for that?
Yeah, on the interior walls, we our standard quote comes with their cashmere line, which is several notches above the builder grade line. It even in their flat cashmere paints that we quote, they're much more cleanable and scrubbable than any paints in the past. They have the same properties of a eggshell or semi-gloss, some people call it, but it's still an eggshell. They do clean up like an eggshell without having a sheen to them, but it is a real nice, real pretty smooth paint called cashmere, and that's what we quote on the residential repaint division. It is a more modern paint. We like to do, and we on our standard quote, in the shower areas where there is steam or water involved, we recommend, and we build it into our quote, unless you don't want it, but we recommend it, that you use what they call an eggshell, and that does give you a little more water resistance. But their flat cleans up really, really well. It's their cashmere line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the They do hold up pretty well because I've had to clean up a bunch of messes from my kids.
Oh, already?
My daughter, yeah. She can't help it, man. Anytime she goes up the stairs or she touches the walls. So I got like 2-year-old fingerprints everywhere.
Yeah.
And jelly, just random stuff like on the
so
walls.
So you've already tested it.
Oh, yeah. I take a magic eraser and then like a wet paper towel. I take all that stuff too.
We always leave you whatever's left of the paint, which is sometimes can be part of a gallon or several gallons.
Yeah, I got one that's huge.
Yeah, and the cashmere with a roller, a small roller, it'll touch up very well, hard, especially the flat. Now, eggshell, you got to go wall to wall. That's the reason you may not want to go eggshell, because if you ever touch it up, you're kind of, to make it look perfect as we want it, you got to go wall to wall with it. But with the flat, you can go out in the middle of the wall, and it's hard to see where you've done it. It'll touch up well, so you'd have that paint for years to do that or go back and do that. That high traffic area, or whatever,
You guys have an interesting program with Sherwin Williams, where they send out a designer. What's that all about?
They send out a they have different people available to the different regions. It's usually women. Not to say that men aren't. There's got to be a few men doing it too, but their interior decorator background.
Yeah.
And they handle, 3, 4, 5 of the Sherwin area stores, and they go out every day, and we can build them into our quote or refer them directly to you, and they'll come in your house for $90. And if Sherwin sends them directly, they do an hour and a half consultation with the homeowner, and they give you a $45 gift card to use in any Sherwin for no limit of time. So it's really a $45. And you've got an hour and a half with a professional that can go over the hottest, latest colors and what's going to look good in your house, whether it be for your long term or for resale or whatever it might be, or kids' room, the hot colors. And it puts a lot of women at ease knowing that there's a professional.
There's so many options with colors,
and it's a big investment. You might as well get it. Have the opinion of a professional at a very great price, for that investment to give you some expert advice. And I know I just met with Tish, the girl from Lake Wylie area in Gastonia, which I'm working as hard as I can because I live near there and I grew up in that area. She takes the color swatches and the paint, and takes it around the room and it will make you look at it in different lights.
Mm.
Dark light, bright light, because paints will, you'll get them on the wall and maybe you don't get a lot of sunlight on that wall. She'll make you look at it at all, so you really make a very educated decision because you're seeing it in all lights, which is smart, because you hate to get it all in there and realize it looked good in their store, and then you get it in that room and you forgot there's not a lot of sunlight in there, and you're thinking this looks a couple shades darker than it did in the store, and it could all be because of the light that you originally looked at. She'll make you look at it in different lights to give you your best decision choice. So.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, man. Tons of great stuff. One last question for you. Who's your favorite painter ever?
Picasso.
I go with Bob Ross.
He lost an ear. He was so dedicated.
Oh, no, that's Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Picasso
is like the abstract.
Oh, I got to go back to college.
I got to go back to college to study again.
I'm getting my painters mixed up.
All right, Russell Smith. How can people get in touch with you? Stancilpainting.com. But do you have an email or a phone number they can get in touch with you?
My email is russell@stancilpainting.com. You can always just Google. We're very large on Google search.
Okay.
Our ratings come up on Google search, which we're 5-star rated. We encourage people to go to Angie's List and look at our ratings. And we encourage, if you go through Angie's, we'll give you discounts. And we like for you to go on there and give us comments and how your experience went with us. But my number is 704-738-3754 or russell@stancilpainting.com.
All right, Russell, thank you for coming on the Jones Zone. We'll talk to you later,
really
man.
Neat.
All
thank
right,
you.
Man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.